From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State group has pressed its offensive in northern Syria while losing some ground in Iraq. The London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Islamic State militants attacked a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces, inside the town of Mareya near the Turkish border. The militants set off two car bombs at the beginning of the attack, and fighting was reported throughout the day Saturday. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Turkish media reported U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire destroyed several buildings used as an IS headquarters in the city. Meanwhile, the Iraqi military operation to push Islamic State group fighters out of Fallujah continued on Saturday. Video released by the Popular Mobilization Forces purportedly showed troops and militia massing on the outskirts of the central Iraqi city. Hundreds of families have fled the city after the latest military operation aimed at pushing the Islamic State out. However, thousands of civilians are still believed to be inside the mostly Sunni city, about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. A leading U.S.-based foreign policy journal says the White House has quietly suspended the transfer of cluster bombs to Saudi Arabia. Foreign Policy magazine quoted an unnamed senior U.S. official as saying the hold was placed on shipments following reports that the Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels used the controversial munitions, that is, in civilian areas. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.